Thank you for tuning in to the WEEM Weekly Podcast, a bi-weekly podcast produced by 91.7 WEEM to share with you all about what is going on around our school and community. You can find present and future episodes of this podcast at 917WEEM.org, wherever podcasts can be found. Welcome back to another episode of WEEM Weekly, a bi-weekly podcast filmed right here in the studio. My name is Sam Duffer, and I don't know which segment this is, probably the first, but I am joined by
Michael Hooker, the assistant director of the sports staff.
That is right. What grade are you in, Michael?
I'm a junior. This is my second year in the advanced class for WEEM.
So do you do any fun extracurriculars outside of radio?
Yeah, I do too, actually. So I'm a part of the Pendleton Rugby Club. We are a two-time state champion team back-to-back. I was a part of both of those teams. I didn't actually get to play, but I got to go to the game and watch. It was a very fun experience. And then I also am a part of the school's football team. I am a second string player behind Nolan Souders. So there's obviously, you know, he's an all-state player.
Yeah,
you're not going to start over that as a junior, and he's a senior coming off of an all-state year. So,
but hey, that means your senior year, good chance.
Yeah. There is a pretty good chance for me to start next year. So
yeah, that's always fun.
Mm-hmm.
So getting on topic, this is our Halloween episode. What is your opinion on Halloween? Do you like it? Dislike it?
Halloween's always been one of my favorite years and or holidays, not years. my favorite thing about Halloween is I'd always get a huge load of candy because my neighborhood has a ton of people in it. And when I was like super young, I'd always dress up in the best costume, like the cutest costume to get the most
candy.
Cutest
costume.
I found the curriculum for
you knew what Halloween to exploit to get more candy.
Oh, yeah. I exploited Halloween to get the most candy out of it.
Well, that's always fun then. That's your essential reason on why you like Halloween so much.
Pretty much just getting the most candy. But now it's more hanging out with my friends than getting the most candy. Because when you get to a certain age, it's kind of like, oh, trick-or-treating is kind of boring.
Yeah.
So I'm just go hang out with my friends. Or like if I have to babysit some of the younger kids, I'll go do that. But I'll be with my friends at the same time. So it's just more hanging out with people than getting candy at this point.
That's fair. When was the switchover for you? Like what age?
I think for me, going into my sixth grade year, I was kind of like, you know, I'm kind of over this trick-or-treating thing. I'll still go. But it kind of doesn't feel the same like when I was a kid. You know, when I was really young, I was like, oh, you know, this is best thing ever. I get to go out and just get free candy. Now it's like, oh, I mean, I could care less if I got candy or not or dressed up.
I'm getting candy I might not eat completely.
Yeah, that's my biggest thing about
it. Yeah. Are you dressing up for this Halloween?
That's a great question. I haven't decided yet. The past 2 years I've been... I got this costume a couple years ago. It's a giant inflatable alien carrying a tiny man.
I remember.
And so you have your hands in the guy's arms, and then you have your head sticking out the guy's body. So it looks like the alien's carrying you.
Yeah.
So I've been that the past couple years because I didn't like get with a group of friends and do like a group costume.
Yeah.
So really, if I dress up, I'll probably go as that, but I don't know if I'll dress up this year.
Well, I mean, that's fun then. Even if it is a recurring costume for you.
Yeah, I mean, I'd still fit it, so.
That's true. Inflatables are that nice in that way that you usually still fit it.
Mm-hmm.
You actually already answered one of my questions. If you like to trick-or-treat or just hand out candy. If you did have to choose one, though.
If I had to choose one, I'm going to say trick-or-treat because, to me, handing out candy, you're just kind of waiting there for someone to knock on your door or ring your doorbell, and then you're just like, happy Halloween, here's some candy. Like, you know, it's not, it kind of takes the fun out of it. I get, like, if you know, you're an adult, you know, it's different because it's like you don't need to go walk around unless you have kids. But
yeah,
like,
young kids.
For me, it's like right now I'm kind of in that phase where I'm like, I'm starting to get to that point, but I'm still like going and walking around, hanging out with my friends or making sure the younger kids are safe or making sure they have a fun night. So it's more like that for me right now.
Yeah, you're more as just you're a teenager on Halloween, essentially.
Pretty much.
That's a fair point. Do you have any favorite Halloween movies?
That's a good question. So I have watched a lot of scarier movies or Halloween type movies. And if I'm going to be honest, none of them are really scary.
Yeah.
When I was younger, they scared me. But now it's like I've got this in my head that scary movies aren't scary. The people in them are just not the brightest people in the world.
Yeah.
That's why they're scared. That's why they make them scary. Like the Halloween movies with Michael Myers, like that one, common sense, you get away from him.
Yeah.
But like other movies, I'm like, okay, this is kind of on the scarier end, but it's not super scary. So for me, I want a movie to try and scare me. And there was only one movie that really kind of like gave me a scare, and that was and that's Annabelle, just because it's a creepy doll that's possessed.
Yeah.
That just creeps me out.
It's the thing you always worry about with those dolls, like a relative left or that they own. It's like, why do you own these?
Oh, yeah. It's just dolls like that are just kind of creepy. So it gives me the chills sometimes.
Yeah. What is your favorite type of candy?
That's a good question too. Usually my most usual answer is either Jolly Ranchers, the hard ones, because I know there's gummy ones. The gummy ones are okay, but
yeah,
I'm not
the
a big
hard
fan.
Ones, it's like the best.
Yeah. Or Swedish Fish. And just the red ones. Not the Swedish Fish and Friends.
Not
just
the
red ones. The red ones are the best Swedish Fish. But I also like, I like a good chocolate bar here and there.
So yeah.
It depends on the mood, but usually I'm going for Swedish Fish or Jolly Ranchers.
I mean, that's fair. They're both rather fruity. Swedish Fish are rather chewy, which is always nice because they're tough, but also still kind of gummy in a way.
Mm-hmm.
They're nice in between.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever gone to a Halloween party? And if so, was it like a large party or like just a small gathering of friends?
So I've been to a couple, none of them since I've been in high school. I was younger, and it was family friends that threw it, but they threw big Halloween parties, and all of us kids, we'd go into the basement, and there were a couple older kids there that would always get the younger kids to do something stupid. I was the main target, and I always was the one doing the stupid things, but that's because I'd do anything. And so for me, it's like, it was fun. It was so much fun. But now it's like I want to experience a Halloween party in high school, but I also don't at the same time.
Yeah, it's like, ooh, high schoolers, you always see that in movies. It'll be probably real fun. But then it's also like,
you get there and it's like, oh, this is
this is lame, or you're just being stupid. Yeah, I get that. And then do you decorate for Halloween?
No.
No,
simple
no decorations?
No decorations. We used to decorate, and then we put the stuff in the attic, and we realized at a certain, like when I got to a certain age, it's kind of a pain in the butt to get it out of the attic, get it in the yard for one night, and then just take it back up. So we've just kind of forgotten about the decorating and stuff and just gone to someone else's house or had me walk around with the younger kids. So,
I mean, most houses start early, like, halfway through September, they start putting up Halloween decorations now.
Yeah, there's one house in my neighborhood. They put theirs up, I think, towards the beginning of September.
Yeah.
But they have a lot of decorations. Like, they have a graveyard out front. They have skeletons hanging from trees. They have all sorts of stuff, giant inflatables. So, really, for them, it kind of makes sense because they're not doing that last minute. So, they're just prepared, and then they can really show off what they have, and then once Halloween comes, they're like, okay, we can take this down now. Like, so
you got the stuff. You're going to want to show it all.
Oh,
you don't want to just put it up one night. No, it's got to stretch the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Get the most use out of it.
2 months is a little long, though, in my opinion.
A little bit, but you know what? It's about the time we use for Christmas, so.
Christmas is different.
Fair enough. Anyway, we have unfortunately reached the end of this segment of Ween Weekly. But I do thank you for your time, Michael, for joining us for this episode. And I hope you have a happy Halloween.
Same to you. Thanks for having me.
Of course. And to all of our listeners, hope you also have a happy Halloween. Very spooky. And I believe Brooklyn's up next, so stay tuned for that.
Now here's a short promotion before our next interview.
917 WEEM is a student-run radio station. We provide everything from programming to music to live sports broadcasts and podcasts. But we can't do it without your support. Everything you donate goes to the station that the students operate here on 917 WEEM. Donate today at 917WEEM.org. Again, that is 917WEEM.org.
Hi, and welcome back to the 917WEEM WEEM Weekly Podcast. I'm Brooklyn Schuyler. I'm here with Trace Freehill today, and we're going to talk about fall and Halloween because it is that time. It's October, and that's what we're talking about in this episode. So, Trace, what are you doing for Halloween this year?
Oh, I'm just staying at home with a bunch of my friends and watching a bunch of movies. I think we're going to watch the new Five Nights at Freddy's movie. So we're all pretty excited, but we're still all going to dress up because it's fun.
Yeah. What's your outfits going to be for this year? Do you know?
I'm going as Jesse Pinkman from Breaking Bad. My friend Nate is also going as Jesse Pinkman from Breaking Bad.
Anyone else going as Jesse Pinkman?
No.
Okay, I didn't know if it was like a whole group thing. Everyone is going to go the same thing.
No, it was just a coincidence.
Oh. Are you guys going trick-or-treating or just staying home this year?
We're just staying home. We're just going to watch movies.
Are you going to buy candy or?
Probably. Yeah. I think we're just going to all buy some and bring it.
Yeah. What is your favorite Halloween activity to do?
I like carving pumpkins.
Carving pumpkins. Do you carve pumpkins with your family or friends?
My friends, typically, but I haven't done it in a few years. So the last time I did it probably was with my family.
Oh, wow. I feel like I do that every year. It's like a tradition in our house.
Yeah.
What is your favorite holiday?
I like Christmas. I just like Christmas time in general. Just the vibes of it, and I like the weather.
Winter?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it's either Christmas or Halloween. Like, those are the two big ones that everybody likes.
Yeah. I just like the vibe of Christmas time.
Yeah. What are the best movies to watch during Halloween?
During Halloween, just any scary movie. I like scary movies, especially during Halloween. It's like extra spooky.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite scary movie or?
I don't really know. It was a hard one.
All right. Do you like psychologically like terrifying movies or like the thriller scream movies?
I don't know. More like the thriller kind of scream movies. I don't know.
Wow. I think those are so boring, honestly.
I don't know. It really just depends on the movie because some of them like that are really bad and then some of the psychological ones are really good, but they can also be really bad.
Yeah, if you don't like get it right on, then psychological ones are just kind of stupid.
Yeah.
Do you prefer Halloween or fall type season?
I like Halloween mainly. I don't know.
Okay, this is an interesting one. Which do you think that Halloween should be, like you should decorate as soon as it turns October 1st? Or do you think Halloween should be like a decorate on that week type of thing?
I like just when people decorate early for like the entire month. We put up our Christmas tree the day after Thanksgiving. So just like the first day you can decorate.
Have you ever been to like a corn maze or a pumpkin patch? Which one do you prefer?
I don't know. Every pumpkin patch I've ever been to has had a corn maze.
Yeah.
Because we don't really go that often, but if we do go, we go to the same one. Mm-hmm. So.
But do you have a preference for like which one is better?
I don't know. I like corn mazes. Corn mazes are fun.
Okay. What is your favorite memory for fall? Or Halloween?
Just fall in general. I like going back to school, like the first like few days of school.
Yeah.
Because you don't really do anything, and then you just get to like see all your friends that you haven't seen in a while.
Yeah. And then do you decorate for Halloween?
No, not in my house. My parents just don't like spending money on like outdoor decorations and stuff.
Yeah, we don't either. We have one inflatable Darth Vader that sits outside of our house for Christmas. That's it. He's wearing a Christmas hat.
My parents would just rather decorate the inside than decorate the outside.
Are there any fall or like Halloween dishes that you eat that are like kind of iconic for fall or Halloween?
I don't know. My mom makes like, she like gets pumpkin seeds and mm-hmm. she puts like a bunch of different like seasonings on them and they're really good.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you could eat pumpkin seeds.
She bakes them for a while. I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but
I've got no clue. Is there anything in Pendleton specifically that you see that's for Halloween that you like?
I don't know. All the people in my neighborhood typically decorate really well.
Yeah. Driving around the neighborhoods around here, they all go all out. Is there anything or any one Halloween movie you think everyone should watch?
I don't know. That's another really hard one. I like Corpse Bride. That one's not like super Halloween-y, but it's Halloween-y enough.
And then do you think that trick-or-treating is for all ages, or do you think that there's like a certain age where you should stop?
Well, once you're like an adult with kids, you should probably quit. But like otherwise, if you feel like you can, you should do it.
Yeah, I think teenage years, like everyone's like, oh, don't do it. But like if you're having fun, you're having fun.
Yeah.
Who cares? What is the most common candy to get while trick-or-treating?
I don't know. I always get like a lot of Almond Joys or like Milk Duds for some reason. I don't know. Kit Kats are the best Halloween candy though. We talked about that like a year ago.
Well, speaking of that podcast a year ago, I debated on asking you what your favorite candy is because I don't like the answer.
Oh.
But please inform us.
My favorite candy is peach rings.
That's insane.
It's really good. Yes, it is. It's so good.
They're peach rings.
I don't know how else to put it. They're just really, really good.
No.
Yes.
Well, aren't they like covered in sugar or something?
Yeah.
That makes them even worse. They're horrible.
They are so good.
Oh, gross. All right. Do you have a best costume or like a best group costume that you've seen from this year or past years?
Group costume, I don't know. I saw a bunch of people dress up as Spider-Man last year.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really cool to see.
Yeah. And then describe the perfect fall day.
Perfect fall day. Like right before it goes back to school and you go outside and it's like 60 degrees out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like summer weather, but it's like,
yeah,
still summer break, but it's like a little bit chillier outside.
Yeah.
That's always really nice.
And then I know that you're in band, the viewers might not, but do you practice during the fall? Does that make fall a little less enjoyable?
Yeah, it does. But also, just because it's Indiana, it's always like still 80 degrees during fall. Yeah. So it doesn't ever get colder till like winter.
Yeah, hit or miss. Do you prefer, I know a lot of people like reading during the fall. It's kind of like just goes with all the vibes of fall. Do you prefer reading or watching movies?
Watching movies, definitely. I can't even tell you the last time I read a book.
All right. Do you go to haunted houses during Halloween?
Yeah. I haven't in a few years, but I do like going to them. Last year, I was offered to work at a haunted house because like the band program did it some type of haunted house.
Huh.
And then I was going to go with somebody else to work there. But then they said they weren't going to do it, so I didn't do it. And then they went to a sleepover, and the main point of the sleepover was to work there. And so they all went and worked there, and I didn't even know they were going to. And so I ended up just staying home all night, doing nothing.
Betrayal. All right. And then our final question for the podcast is, do you have a favorite place to travel during the fall, during Halloween or fall season?
I don't know. I've only ever really traveled during fall one time, and I traveled to Florida. It was last year. So it was really nice there. Yeah. I mean, it was about the same temperature there as it was here. It was hot.
All right. Well, awesome. Thank you so much for doing this podcast with me. That's all we have time for today. But that was Trace Freehill with Halloween and Fall on Ween Weekly. So goodbye.
Now here is a short promotion before our next interview.
Here at 91.7 WEEM, we keep updated with our community by being on the hottest social media platforms around. Follow us at 917WEEM on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. Follow us today. We would love to hear from all of our listeners, so go to our Instagram today to answer our daily poll. Keep updated with our latest posts and trends here on 917WEEM.
Welcome back to another segment for Weem Weekly, the Halloween episode, and I guess the Fallout episode too, since even though we've been in fall for a little bit, episode 4 was during fall, we're more talking about it now than we did then. So I believe a segment from Brooklyn just played, and another one will play after this. Maybe. I guess we'll find out. Anyway, I am joined by
Lucas Williams.
And it's great to see you, Lucas.
Thank you.
So what grade are you in?
So I'm a junior.
Mm-hmm. And then do you do anything fun extracurricular-wise? I know you're in radio, of course.
Yeah, I used to play soccer, but then I quit during my freshman year, so I don't do anything now.
Nothing now, just radio.
Yep.
For anyone wondering, he is in the sports department, which is fun, mm-hmm. I believe.
Yeah, I like it.
Well, that's good then. So what is your opinion of fall as a season?
It's not that bad. I think the only thing bad about fall is just the start of school. But other than that, like, it's a good season, you know. It's not too hot, not too cold. Well, sometimes in the mornings when it's like 40 degrees, then
it gets a little chilly.
Yeah, but other than that, pretty good temperatures all around.
Yeah. I wouldn't exactly say fall is the start of school, because really school starts in the summer.
Yeah, for us it does. Starts
yeah.
beginning of August, but whatever.
It is what it is, I guess. So getting on the main topic of this episode, Halloween. Do you like it, dislike it?
You know, the last time I dressed up for Halloween was like 6 years ago.
Really?
Yeah, I don't. My family doesn't celebrate Halloween. We don't do anything.
So you're not big on Halloween at all?
No, not really.
So kind of okay with fall, not that big on Halloween?
Yeah, I think last time I pretty much just stayed in my house with my mom. We got some DoorDash, so.
Well, I mean, that's still nice then.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
Yeah. So you don't like dressing up. Do you hand out candy at all, or just not celebrate at all?
We didn't last year, but we did 2 years ago, and we live right on State Street.
Yeah.
So we have to spend, like, I think 2 years ago we spent about $500 on candy.
Oh, yeah. State Street, for those wondering who never go on State Street, it is very popular on Halloween. It
yes.
is packed full of people, and it just... It must be so expensive to buy candy. Yeah.
And it is like the main street in Pendleton.
Yeah.
So everyone's going to go down there. That and Broadway.
Yeah, everyone's there. Everyone's looking for candy. It is insane. I went 1 year, I want to say 2-3 years ago, and it was just packed mm-hmm. full of people. A lot of houses like ran out like within 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
If especially if it's your first time doing it.
Yeah.
You're going to spend like $100 and then you're going to be like, oh my God,
yeah,
I'm out in 20 minutes.
Like, yeah, I don't have enough.
I can't do anything.
Well, that's fun then.
Mm-hmm.
Do you watch Halloween movies?
Honestly, not even really. No.
No? No Halloween movies? No.
No.
No scary movies?
Oh, no. There's something about, I don't like having to pay to be scared.
Yeah.
It's just not my thing. If I'm going to be scared, then at least surprise me.
Yeah.
I don't want to know it's coming.
You're going to like, yeah, if you're watching a horror movie, it's like, well, I'm going to get scared.
Yeah.
Or they're going to be trying to scare me.
Yeah. It's not my thing. I'm not trying to go to sleep and have nightmares.
That is a fair argument. That's really fair.
So that's kind of my opinion.
So we like fall. We don't like Halloween all that much. Mm. No scary movies.
No.
Let's talk about candy.
Ooh.
Do you have a favorite type of candy?
Honestly, not really. I think it just a lot of candy's good.
A lot of candy?
However, there are some that are just I won't eat.
Mm-hmm.
Tootsie Rolls. Because you get about a million of them when you go trick-or-treating.
That's a fair point.
Because it is like the most cheap thing you can get is like a Tootsie Roll.
That's true.
And like they just always stuck to my teeth. I had a spacer in my mouth for years. So... Like stuff like that where it's old too, like I just don't really like it.
Yeah.
So that and also Milk Duds.
I cannot blame you for that one.
I've had a singular Milk Dud my entire life. And I ate it and it pulled out my tooth.
Really?
So I've just never wanted to have it again.
I can't remember the last time I had Milk Duds. I just remember I didn't really like them.
Yeah, they're just, I feel like the cheaper the candy is, just the worse it is.
Yeah, that's why it's cheaper.
Yeah, like Mike and Ike's.
Mike and Ike's are good. I'll argue that one, but I can see your point. But,
yeah. I mean.
I know the most popular candy, specifically in our state, is Reese's.
That makes sense.
Do you like Reese's?
Oh, yeah. I didn't like peanut butter for the longest time until I finally manned up and I finally had peanut butter. And I'm like, this is amazing. Especially like Reese's. I love them. You know, my dad also loved them. So
it's kind of funny that you're like that. I manned up and ate some.
Yeah.
I don't eat peanut butter. Mm. I used to eat it and I just don't like it anymore.
Just don't. What is it about it?
It's just the taste. Just I think eating it too much caused me to not like it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is true.
Overeating it because we put peanut butter in everything nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like it's excessive. So you don't like Halloween all that much. But do you go to Halloween parties at all?
No.
No.
Who knows? Maybe this year I'll finally do something. Well, I can finally drive.
That's true.
So I might do something on Halloween.
Yeah.
I don't really know yet. You know, it kind of depends on if my dad is working or not. He's a firefighter. So
yeah.
If he's working that entire day. He's working from 6 a.m. to 6 a.m.
Yeah.
So kind of depends on what he's doing and everything.
Is it at the fire station here in town?
No, he works in Anderson.
Oh, okay.
He used to do it a little bit, but then they had to like switch to, you know, like a full career.
Yeah.
Because he was only doing like a part time just for some like extra money because he literally lived like we live right there.
Yeah, he like, could walk to work.
Oh, yeah. That's what you do. So.
Well, I mean, it was kind of nice when he was close, but it's also nice that he's turned it into a full career for himself.
Yeah. Well, he's been doing that full career, but I don't know why he decided to go to Pendleton and like do some of that part time. But then this year they finally said, "Hey, you can only work here if you're, you know, gonna actually work here.
So yeah.
Yeah. So then he just decided to quit that, fully go to Anderson.
Yeah. I mean, fair enough. Mm-hmm. It's a bit more of a commute, but whatever works for him.
Yeah, and he's been doing it for, I mean, pretty much as long as I've been born. I'm pretty sure about 15-ish years. So, you know, he already knows all the people. You know, he's a captain. So,
yeah.
You know, he's kind of high up. So.
Well, that's nice, son.
Mm-hmm.
So we've went over Halloween a lot. You don't really like it.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll jump back into fall. Fall food and drinks, like pumpkin pie, what's it called? Pumpkin spice.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
How do you feel about pumpkin spice?
Honestly, I don't remember. I don't even remember the last time I've had pumpkin spice.
Yeah.
Anything. I think I might have had a drink from Starbucks, which is very, you know.
Yeah,
it's like, the drink.
Yeah.
The pumpkin spice drink. And I was like, whatever. It's not bad.
It's okay.
It's just all right.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather get anything else, but eh.
That's fair. That's really fair.
But pumpkin pie, I do really like. It's still not my favorite pie, but it's definitely up there for the season.
What is your favorite pie?
That's really good. Ooh, actually, black raspberry pie.
Black raspberry?
Yeah. My family loves black raspberries. So, you know, we'd always make like a pie out of that or something, or even like a cobbler.
Yeah.
It's really nice, especially when you get like fresh black raspberries. Like we handpicked them.
Yeah.
Oh, they were. It was amazing.
I must admit, that's not a pie I hear very often as being like number one for people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of my family though. So
that's fair. That's fair. It's a family thing.
Yeah,
it's the best.
Mm-hmm.
That is understandable. So there's not a whole lot of fall food, it feels like, unless you're just like thinking of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I was about to say that whole Thanksgiving stuff.
Drink wise though, you can go into hot chocolate, which is more winter a bit, but also fall kind of introduces it.
Yeah,
Like Twisters has hot chocolate.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually never been to Twisters.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't. But I was actually getting my haircut last week, and my barber got a drink from Twisters. He was like, hey, have you been to Twisters yet? And I said, no, I haven't yet.
You will have to go sometime.
Yeah, I've definitely been thinking about it. Someday after school, I might go there.
They're good. Anyway, we have reached our time for this segment of Weem Weekly, the Halloween slash, I guess, fall episode. I just wanted to call it the Halloween episode, so that's what we'll call it. Anyway, I'm Sam Duffer. This was Lucas Williams. Thank you for your time, Lucas.
Thank you.
And we hope you enjoy the next segment, or we hope you enjoy your day, because this might be the end. Anyway, that's out for me.
Now here's a short promotion before our next interview.
Join Sam Duffer,
Layla Reef,
and Gracie Wolf
every Tuesday through Friday from 3 to 5 p.m.
where we make sure that all your afternoons are news-filled and fun.
Spill the tea. Get a recap of the day and a good laugh.
Tune in to the Arabian Stampede here on 91.7 WEEM.
Hi, and welcome back to the 91.7 WEEM Weem Weekly Podcast. I'm Brooklyn Schuyler. I'm joined with
Zion Palmieri.
And we are going to be talking about Halloween and fall still. So, are you doing anything this Halloween?
Not that I know about, but I want to.
What do you want to do?
I don't. So, every year I try to get my friends to dress up with me. They aren't having it. I guess they never want to. So maybe do that. I doubt that'll happen. My family always does some like charity trunk or treat thing where you hand out carrot candy. Yeah. So I don't know if we'll do that. I think they just find one and go. But we'll see what happens when we get there.
All right.
I don't know.
Yeah, go with the flow. Who cares? Yeah. That's how I like to do things too. Except it usually doesn't work out for me.
Why not?
Yeah, the go with the flow thing. What is a costume that you would want to dress up as?
I am the worst at thinking of costumes. I don't know. The only good costume I've ever had was when I was like 8 and I was Jack Skellington. Because that was a lot of fun. Yeah. But other than that, I don't know of any costume I've ever wanted to be or like had.
Do you go trick-or-treating still? Do you like to go trick-or-treating? Would you want to?
If my friends would do it with me, I'm not just going to go in my neighborhood. It's just me, because that's kind of sad.
That is kind of sad.
I'd like to. I think it's fun. I have fun with my friends, and they're just like, they don't have the Halloween spirit that we have. My family goes all out, and I'm not going trick-or-treating with my mom.
No, that would be, that's way too sad.
Yeah. So I have no one to go with, so it's all right. I'm fine.
You should go with Radio Kids. See if you can get a whole bunch of Radio Kids to go trick-or-treating.
I don't want to organize that. Half the people won't answer my texts. You think they're going to be like, oh, yeah, let's go trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
Half of them are 18.
True. Yeah. But, okay, you know what? Yeah, Trey said that, like, trick-or-treating was, like, a middle school thing.
Well, I don't know about that, but, I mean, I'd still do it now.
Yeah, me too. Anyways, what is your favorite Halloween activity?
Well, it used to be trick-or-treating when I didn't feel like judged by all the adults by not going with friends.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, just the whole like, so I like the fall weather, you know, you could feel the air. I like sweatshirts. And then there's also like my mom like goes all out decorating the house for like 2 months when it should just be 1 month. It's like this is going to stay up until like the week before Christmas. But our house is fall Halloween themed and it's been like that. So it's just the all around, I don't know, spirit, I guess.
Spirit of Halloween.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever decorated for Halloween before.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. We go crazy. They used to get like a bunch of like the inflatables and decorate our yard. We don't really do that anymore because I don't think they want to.
Yeah.
But the inside is crazy.
That's crazy. I think the most we've ever decorated for a holiday was we had a Darth Vader inflatable that had a Christmas hat on.
That's surprising. Yep. I want to see like a my house versus your house
decoration. That would be sad.
So we just got a cat, and with all these Halloween decorations up, I'm like, he's going to knock some like a lot of stuff over, and it hasn't happened yet, and I'm waiting for it.
Wow.
And my mom's going to be furious.
She has a cat. What does she expect?
It's her fault. She got the cat. But.
Oh. Is your favorite holiday Halloween?
I don't know. I'm not. This is a hard question. Christmas and Halloween are just up there. I don't have any holiday that like goes near it. But I'd probably say Christmas is better because I get to see all like my family and people I like. I mean, some of them I don't like, but I get to see most of them.
Yeah.
And I guess Halloween. I mean, if I'm not going trick or treating with my friends, I seem really butthurt about that. I should stop bringing that up.
No, it should be a reoccurring thing throughout the whole episode. And my friends who won't actually go with me.
But I usually don't do anything other than decorate the house, so probably Christmas.
Cool. And I know that you like the Halloween spirit. Do you like to watch movies during Halloween?
Kinda. So every year I watch The Nightmare Before Christmas. I did that like a week ago just because that is my favorite movie. My parents like horror movies, so they're usually trying to show me some horror movie I don't want to see.
Yeah.
So half the time they're good and half the time I don't like it. It's whatever. So yeah, I do like Halloween movies.
Do you watch horror movies? That something that you like watching, or is it?
I kind of tolerate it because my parents really like it, so like I don't mind doing it like 3 times a, you know, every once in a while I'll say sure, but half the time they're like, watch this movie, and I'm like, no, because I'm not a movie person.
Yeah. Are they psychologically horror, like horror movies, or like
what,
like, oh, they're messing with your mind, not like actually scaring you and stabbing you?
I don't know what horror movies you're watching because I don't know of any psychological horror movies.
Really?
But I mean, I guess so. I watched that Smile movie. It came out like last year, I think. I had way high expectations for it. It was not good.
Really?
But the whole lady was like psychologically, like she was in a psych ward for a while. And then it just turned out she had gotten by the monster thing. They just put her in a psych ward. So I guess that's psychologically. But yeah,
that definitely is.
I guess, yes, I do like movies.
Okay. Do you prefer, like, the Halloween spirit or, like, the fall vibe type thing?
Fall vibes. I mean, I like sweatshirts. That's pretty much it. Yeah. Leaves falling, all that. Football. Just
a good time of year.
Yeah.
Do you like the cold?
No.
Really?
The only thing cold is, like, when it's just, like, kind of now. So it's just, like, a little, like, ooh, like, nippy.
Yeah,
and you wear your sweatshirt. That's it. Other than that, when we get to winter, I'm not happy.
That's crazy because you like sweatshirts, but you don't like the cold.
Yeah, well, when it gets to the point where I have to wear this big coat, I don't want to do that.
Oh, I just don't wear a big coat.
Oh, you're just cold when you come to school? I want to be comfortable. But then I have to carry around this big coat. Yeah, I'm just going to put it in here.
Probably could. Come in here. I bet people do.
Yeah.
Do you go to pumpkin patches or like corn mazes and all that stuff?
I went apple picking with my grandma this year.
Really?
Yeah, that was fun. But usually no, I'd like to. I just have no reason to be like, let's go to a pumpkin patch.
Yeah. For the moment thing.
Yeah, I guess. You
can't like bring your family out, go to the pumpkin patch.
I'm not like a 1940s dad. Like, we're going to the pumpkin patch today.
Well, okay, fine. Do you have a favorite fall memory?
No.
No?
I don't know. Maybe I don't remember things or what. Nothing comes to mind.
Do you carve pumpkins in the fall?
So last year was the first year. We normally do, but last year was the first year I did my own. And it didn't come out amazing, but I had a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah.
So I'll definitely do it. I think we were supposed to do it like this weekend, but I told them no because I have something planned. But I think we're doing that in like the coming weekend or something like that.
Carving pumpkins is like the one thing that my family does do every year.
I like it because you carve pumpkins and you have to lay down all like the trash bags or like newspapers or whatever so stuff doesn't get everywhere. And then you like bake the seeds, make them sunflower seeds. Do you not do that? You don't do that? You have to like strain the pumpkin pulp stuff and
what
then lay out
doing?
The and wash the seeds and then lay them out. And they're just seeds. They're pumpkin seeds. Have you never? Okay, whatever.
What?
You're the weird one.
No, you're the weird one. Well, my next question is, do you decorate for Halloween? But I think we've answered that a few times.
Decadently.
So, are there any like fall or like Halloween type style dishes that you like? Like pumpkin pie or like candy corn? That's not really a dish, but
I'd say pumpkin pie because I'm not a big cake person. So for my birthday is in August. Yeah. And so every year I'd always ask for pumpkin pie instead of cake, which is just weird.
Yeah, that's really weird.
I still do that. So I usually have my pumpkin pie fixed by this time of year. Uh-huh. But so kind of no, but pumpkin pie is my answer.
That's interesting.
I just don't like cake that much. Well, if I'm gonna get a cake, it's an ice cream cake.
Yeah, I don't like cake either. But I mean, I'm an August birthday too. But like, I'll do like a ice cream cake or like, I don't know, a fruit pizza or something.
No, pumpkin pie.
Not pumpkin pie.
I thought of it when I was like 7. I was like, this is the best thing ever. I get pumpkin pie before it's pumpkin pie time and it's my birthday. And I've done it ever since.
That's interesting. Interesting. Is there anything in Pendleton specifically that you do? I know you said the trunk or treat, but like events that you go to?
Not really events. I mean, one time when I was like 6, we took pictures in Falls Park. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if we go somewhere in the fall to like do something, like the four people in my household, sure. But no, that was a dumb answer.
You're fine. All right. Well, that is all the time that we have. So that will be the end of our segment of the podcast. And I think the end of the Ween Weekly podcast of this week. So thank you, Zion.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Thanks.
That was easier than I thought and fun.
Yeah. The fun podcast. It was a good podcast. So thank you. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the WEEM Weekly Podcast. Join us next time at 917WEEM.org or wherever podcasts can be found.